on to 1205.
Request of Stan Herman to address council regarding city violating ORS 830.035, costing him $1,500,000, and restore an 1890 warehouse.
Mr. Herman? Oh, okay. Welcome. If you'll just give us your name, and then you have 3 minutes, and there's a clock in front of you that will keep track of the time.
My name's Stan Herman. She has some handouts for you. I've been here over the last 5 or 6 weeks just getting to learn your process and so forth, and I just want to say one thing about you guys up there. You got a tough job, and a lot of people don't respect you, but you guys work hard. I know you do a lot of decision-making and fact-finding ahead of time, but it's been interesting being here the last 5 or 6 weeks watching you, so you do a good job.
Thank you.
But I actually gave everybody a handout, too, for an alternative for homeless people. I put that on your desk a few weeks ago. I didn't get a call back from anybody, but if that's something you want to discuss later, I can open that back up. But I own a piece of property on the river. I think, Mandy, you might have been there one time, 77,000-square-foot warehouse by the Fremont Bridge. I got hit by Ross Island Sand and Gravel about 08. I've been begging and asking people from the city who's got the authority to investigate this hit and run. You will have on your hand out there a list of all the people I've talked to, and everybody denies responsibility to investigate this hit and run from the Coast Guard, the Multnomah County Sheriff, City Police, State Police, Harbor Master, Fire and Rescue. Nobody has stepped up and said, hey, we got authority. So I had to bring in that ORS number and say, hey, you guys have been in violation of this thing, and I just don't get any attention on who's going to do the investigation. And I know it's been going on for years, but I got to bring it to your attention now. Anyway, since then, it's collapsed a little bit. I've been shut down. I've got probably $200,000 in city fines and so forth. And I need to move on with this project. With that being said, you know, there's a little bit of lemon there. I'm going to put some sugar to this lemon, make it lemonade. In your packet, you'll have some information on what I want to do with this building. It's a great opportunity for the parks and recreation to put canoes and kayaks for kids in that building. I have a nonprofit group that I've started a couple years ago. We're starting to raise money for that canoes and kayaks for kids. In your packet, you'll have a picture of the canoes and kayaks. You'll have a little bit about what we need to do to save this building. It's built in 1890, the last working warehouse on the Willamette River that's savable and usable and workable, and we could put it to good use for the city and the community. So you have a little bit of historic information in that packet. You have a little bit about what the Parks and Recreation is looking for, you know, promoting the river use, boating, recreation facilities they're looking for on the Willamette River and so forth. So there's a little information there. There's some architect drawings on what the building could look like. You may be familiar with the PT boat and the LCI 713. They wish they could be in front of that building to get a little bit more exposure.
Mr. Herman, when did you acquire this building?
About 05, 06.
So 2005, 2006?
Correct.
Did when you bought it, did you have a vision for what you were going to do with it then?
No, I had a piece of property in Lincoln City that I sold, and I said there's not a better opportunity to buy something downtown on the Willamette River, so I 1031 into the building.
Okay.
To postpone taxes. You don't avoid them, you postpone them.
And I see in the packet that you've given us that you reference a zone change to CX.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You reference a zone change to CX. Was that request put in the comprehensive plan process?
It was, yeah. I did that as well.
And is it currently industrially zoned? Industrial marine?
Industrial, yeah.
Yeah, my unfortunate experience on another piece of land is it's almost impossible to change an industrially zoned property to anything else because of the rules that the state has set up on industrial lands and because of our comprehensive plan. So that piece of it, as I say, I know from my experience having tried to do it on a different piece of property, it just can't be done. So I'm not sure. It is difficult to know how to follow up on the information that you've given us. I see that you did talk with Gillian Detweiler in the mayor's office, or was that when she was in the Portland Development Commission?
I've been to the Portland Development Commission, and it seems like maybe I wasn't providing enough jobs and so forth, but I didn't really get their attention. So that didn't go very far.
So since the main request here is about police officer action, I would suggest that you would talk to Rachel Wiggins, who's sitting right over there from the mayor's office, and see if they can follow up and at least get you an answer.
Okay. I just think it would be a good opportunity for the city for a parks and recreation for boating and canoeing for kids in that river, Willamette River Recreation.
I'll ask my staff to look into that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Herman.
Any more questions?
No. Thank you very much.
Now you know why I've been hanging out, huh?
Thanks for your kind words earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.